senior year, and that just feels like a really long time ago.
It does feel like a long time
ago. So maybe that's what I'm thinking of right now. Okay. All right. Well,
we can play it.
Let's do it.
You're taking what you want right from me. Wrapped up in so much life, it's just the way you hold me. You're picking miscellaneously. Wrapped up in all the choices you're not giving to me. I'm laying on the floor and drinking cause we're bored.
Just wanna know those peanut butter vibes.
That was, wait, ooh, did you see what I did there?
What did you do there?
I turned on our mics as the outro of the song. It was Gooey by Glass Animals, in case you were wondering, was playing.
Okay. Upgrades, hello. Upgrades. We're getting good. After 2 years, we're getting good.
You know, this week is our actual 1 year anniversary week.
Wait, I'm so proud of us. That's kind of shocking, really.
Yeah, like,
Did training happen later last year? Then,
because I think we like skipped a week, and then this was your debut. Was your debut week last year.
My debut on the board, maybe.
Yes, that was our 1 year anniversary of it.
Aww,
so cute. A year ago today, Layla made her debut on the board.
Wow, guys, I've come so far since then. Just kidding, I haven't. I'm doing the same thing.
Also, a year ago was when I got a concussion.
Oh my god, I can't believe a year ago today there was like snow.
There was snow on the ground, and
right
now
it feels like spring. So
I wore a jean jacket to my first class today, and I was like sweating.
Yeah. No, honestly, I'm so excited about this week, especially because later in the week it's gonna be even 10 degrees higher than this.
Yeah, it's gonna be like, I think tomorrow is gonna be 60.
I think you're right.
If I recall.
Yeah, it's 54 right now, but tomorrow's gonna be 60.
Oh.
That's huge.
That's like a...
catch me in shorts.
Catch me in shorts.
No, 70, I start wearing shorts. Like, 60, it's like, all right, you're jumping the gun a little bit. But here, like, 70?
True.
Like, catch me frolicking. I don't know.
60s, I wear, like, sweater or, like, a long sleeve and shorts.
Yeah, I agree. Like, no jacket. I feel like we're good. Oh, I'm so excited about tomorrow. Paper turned in. I mean, I do have another exam on Wednesday, but I feel like it's going to be a vibe. I feel like this exam...
It's going to be exciting.
It's going to be a good time, you know? I'm going to have a good time sitting there taking it.
You gotta lock in and do well.
Yeah, lock in. You know what the thing is? People think I'm crazy. I like having exams when... Like, because it feels weirder having nothing to do and you're just doing readings and you're doing things that kind of aren't amounting to like getting conducive proof that you're like doing well. But like with an exam, if you like put in the work you get the results. Also, that moment walking out of an exam being like, I'm free. Like, I can just go and like lay down right so now. Fair. Like, that's going to be so fantastic. So
that was my week last week. That was my week last week. I had Wednesday, Friday, and then I was like, I'm free.
There you go. I've had last Friday, today, and Wednesday, and then I'm done.
Oh.
And then I'm chilling. So I'm very excited. I'm looking forward to that.
I know our listeners are very interested in our academic
schedules.
Yeah,
I know you guys are like, like, yes, tuned in, locked all the way in right now. Like, yeah. Anyway, we'll free you guys from that conversation.
The next song we have is Tiny Moves by Bleachers.
Oh my god, you know what's funny is I was also going to add this song, and then I didn't.
Okay.
And then, great, because you added it, so perfect.
Wasn't it just released, too?
Yeah, like very
as
recently.
Of recent.
Yeah, very recent.
I think they're also going on tour this year, too.
Wait, that's actually very exciting.
Like, this summer.
Okay, I feel like that's, like, a good summer band, too.
Yeah,
versus Jack Antonoff. So, I want to say Bleachers... No, I know this for a fact. They were at GovBall. GovBall! Oh my god!
And Glass Animals!
It's time for us to talk about GovBall. No, but they were at GovBall, not when I was there, but, like, I think the year prior. So...
Yeah. No, I remember. Them,
but
I
feel like that's kind of, like, associated summer and Bleachers together for me. And Glass Animals, are you kidding me? Like, summer. That one.
He waves.
He waves.
In the middle of
late
June.
Late nights in the middle of June.
I remember I saw them at GovBall, right? 2022.
Yeah.
And they're like, guess what? It was like June 12th. He was like, we're here in the middle of June.
That's huge. Like, it's so good. That song really, like, I know it's so popular or whatever, but, like, for a reason. It's just, like, a good vibe.
Yeah, I feel like that's corporate pop, though.
It is corporate pop. No, like, created in a lab. Like, lab-grown.
Lab-grown.
But, like okay, and it's an earworm. It gets stuck in your head. You love it. Like, it's so good.
I think Glass Animals does a good job of that, too.
I agree. Like, catchy, but, like, catchy in a, like, fun way versus, like, oh, my God, this song's very annoying.
That's true.
Like, I think our last set of the year should be, like, very summer. And then we should go out with a bang into summer, and then it'll be a great time.
You'd be like, bye, guys.
Bye. But yeah, that's looking very forward into the future.
A bit.
I mean, honestly, not that forward into the future,
that's
though.
That's so true. Because, I feel like everything starts moving a bit faster now after February.
I completely agree. I feel like February is the month where you're like, oh, my God, like, still 2 months left. Like, we just started. It's freezing cold. Like, you know, all this stuff, and then all of a sudden it's like,
whoa,
this exam, that thing, ooh, this performance, this is happening. Yeah. Like, yeah, things are crazy. I mean, March 1st is this Friday, which is unreal.
Hello. And then it's spring break.
Then it's spring break in 2 weeks.
And then all of a sudden, like, that part just flies.
Yeah, after spring break, it's like, bang. Because then all you have is 1 week left of March.
Yeah.
April, and classes end on April 28th.
Yeah, like the last week of April.
Yeah, so it's really like literally 4 weeks left.
Do you know what I found kind of like a bit weird this year?
What?
Spring Fling isn't on the week of the last week of
classes. I know. There's still a week of classes after.
I found that really weird. I'm like, is that because of the artist they got?
Probably.
That's what I'm thinking is like, why else would they like do that?
Because last year, it was Spring Fling, one day of classes, and then we were done, right?
Correct.
Like the Monday, and then, okay, but this year it's full week Monday and then we're done.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's definitely an interesting choice. It's probably the artist availability, honestly.
That's what I was thinking.
So, I don't know. I'm so interested to see who they got.
I know. I'm now a little invested.
I know. I really hope it's someone good. I'm like, guys,
like, where's my student activity fee going?
No, I already have, like, the t-shirts are being made for Spring Fling right now for the Jills. So,
oh my God.
I'm like, I'm ready to go. I'm in the mindset now. So I'm super excited.
Disassociating. Okay. Yeah. I feel like we gabbed a lot.
We did. We're chatting. We're chitter-chatting today, guys. Sorry about it. If you're mad, you're mad. If you're glad, you're glad. Like, that's just how it is.
Okay. Yay.
If it comes to this, I know we'll have had more than most. It's so in the dream that I have had, we departed and did what we'd started, and I pray doesn't come to that. I'm not afraid to die.
that was Mama's Boy by Dominic Fike. I feel like he, like, also is kind of hates his fans.
Yeah, doesn't he?
Because I was, I know I keep bringing up TikTok, and even though you're not on it.
No, it's fine. It's like explaining it, like, concepts to a baby. Like, I'm brand new. Anyway.
So basically I like saw this on TikTok where it was like Dominic Fike would play like Three Nights, which is like, you know, it's like most popular song.
Mm-hmm.
Like we all are familiar with the earworm Three Nights at the Motel.
Right. Of course.
But like, he's not singing it. It's just the track.
No. And you know what? That actually makes sense because I feel like that one song is so different from his music now. Like that song That's compared true. To what we just listened to.
Yeah.
Which was Mama's Boy by Dominic Fike. Which is off of his newest album, which came out just last year, I believe. So, yeah, like, the songs from that. But also then, if you listen to that album, like, some of them are like that. And then other ones, like, if you know the song Mona Lisa, I think I've played on air.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, this is Three Nights vibe. But I like it. But, like, you can't, like, come on. Like, you're still releasing this. But, yeah. Anyway.
What's the song I enjoy from Dominic? Phone Numbers. That was my intro. It was not Three Nights.
Yeah, I like that one a lot. I like Dominic Fike. I think it's like, I think he makes like boppy music.
True. I was surprised when he like all of a sudden was in Euphoria when it like came out. I was just like, what are you doing here?
Yeah,
it was one of those moments. It was
such
just
an
like,
interesting trajectory from him. I feel like it kind of makes sense though with his like personality and stuff. Like, if he was gonna be in a TV show,
That's
to be
true.
In that one. So, I don't know. Euphoria Season 3 will never be released.
I feel also, like I'll never...
Let's speak on the fact that, like, literally, like, one of the people in it was 30 when they filmed the first season. And when did that come out? 2018?
Who was that? Maddie?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
So, now she's gonna be... And, like, no hate, but, like, you're
gonna
be
like, 40.
30, yeah, like, 30, whatever.
Late 30s.
Six. And playing a high school character.
Interesting.
It's not really working for me.
Also, considering like Sydney Sweeney's like recent like
roles,
I feel like her going back to playing a high schooler like
is kind of weird.
It's
yeah,
weird.
I agree because she's been playing like her age, which like once again not
How old. Is she?
I don't know. I think she's in her 20s. I'll look it up.
I wouldn't
right
be
now.
Shocked if she was like in her mid 20s.
Mm-hmm. No, I definitely think that she's.
Cause like I'm just thinking of her in Unwritten movie. Yep. I don't know what the movie's called.
Oh,
I just
anyone but you.
Okay,
she's,
sure.
Yeah, okay, she's 26.
Okay,
so that's,
like
not that bad in the scheme of, like, people playing high schoolers. I feel like it's
yeah.
been horrible.
It could never
before.
Be as bad as 1950s Grease.
Oh, my God, that's crazy. That's Olivia Newton-John fully, like, having, like...
I was thinking more of
John
Rizzo.
Travolta. Oh, that's also... Yeah, the whole thing is, like, hey, maybe if they got... I mean, they're smoking cigarettes. They're, you know what I mean? Like, it's fine. But yeah, hilarious. I love that movie, though. No hate to that movie.
It's so cute.
Amazing soundtrack. Amazing everything. I love it. Okay.
PSA.
PSA time. Babies were born to be breastfed. It's the best possible source of nutrition for newborn humans. Recent studies show you can lower your child's risk for respiratory illnesses and even hospitalizations for illnesses like pneumonia by breastfeeding exclusively for 6 months. Among the many other benefits, breastfeeding nurtures the mother-baby bond, is environmentally friendly, cost-effective, and can help prevent postpartum depression. For more information, talk to your healthcare provider. A public service message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Insightful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Did that speak to you today?
It did. Today I was just feeling that. Like, that's where I'm at right now. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
That's just, like, nurturing, educational learning. Like, that's where I'm at right now.
Okay.
So.
Work.
There you go.
Next one. Another one of your selections.
Okay.
Right Back to It by, this one's a tongue twister.
Oh my God, I'm not even gonna check out the website if you want to know who it is. So this one, all right, let me explain myself. It's gonna sound a little, it has a little country twang to it.
I realize
it's
that.
Indie, and I actually saw it on one of the like top indie Spotify playlists
sure.
right now. So
okay,
yeah, it's fun. I find it to be a fun like cross genre tune. It's also very chill. It's like relaxed. So. Yeah, I'm excited about it. I don't really know this artist, though. I can't speak on that.
Exactly.
So
that's why I was
go
like...
in and, like, listen to more of this group or person. Like, I don't even know what's going on. But I really like this song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Enjoy.
Thank you.
got a brother. We don't get on with one another, but I quite fancy a mother. In fact, she's got about a dozen. She's got one in the oven, but it's nothing to do with me. And I want you to know, got my mind made up now, but I need more time. And I want you to say, do you know what I'm saying? But I need more, 'cause I'll be you and you'll be me. There's lots of lots for us to see. There's lots of lots for us to do. She is electric, can I be electric too? Can I be electric too? Can I be electric too? Can I be electric
type to get sucked in, so she's one of those. guess it's like her, my neighbor, evil. Said she knows my music, hates it. I'm sick, wasted, waiting for her ride to come. She said the city is pain, but the night's so gorgeous. I'm not vain, just a little bit borderless. She's one of those glitter and honey type to get sucked to your soul. She's one of those family money, but she'd never want you.
We were chatting.
Sorry, guys. Got a little distracted. I hope you guys enjoyed that song, though. I really like that song.
Glitter and Honey by Del Water Gap. When I saw him in concert in October, this was the only song that, you know there's that, like, one song in the set list that, like, you didn't, like, really know, but then it, like, sort of sticks with you after the concert?
Yes, I know
what
you mean. That's where you find it, yeah.
That, like, that was the song for me.
I walked back into my room yesterday, and my roommate, Tessa, was playing that song, and I was like, okay. So
Work.
There you go. There you go. She just got Lizzie McAlpine tickets, actually.
Ooh.
She's playing Radio City.
I saw
and
that.
And it's actually less expensive than you would think for Radio City. Because back last summer, Tyler Childers was playing Radio City. Like, tickets were like $350.
Oh, wow.
Which I was like, okay, that's crazy. Like, for
that's
like
crazy.
Seats that are like far away, like, I'm just, come on.
Yeah.
So. But Lizzie McAlpine, it was like, I mean, obviously still like, you know, you're going to like be spending some money. But like for Radio City, it was like, okay. So I'm just not a big fan. So
the thing is, like, it's like, I know Ceilings. I know Doomsday.
Right. Exactly. No, me, because I like had to do
you
Doomsday
to sing
for
it.
Jill. So like, that's how I know.
Like, I know like her 2020 stuff, not so much her newer stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, good for Tessa. Yay, Tessa. Yay, she got tickets.
No, I know. And I know that a lot of people really do love her music, but she's another person who I think, like, doesn't like her own fans.
That's true. But also, I feel like that's understandable in the sense that all her fan base, like, or people who go to her concerts,
don't actually know her music.
But know Ceilings.
Exactly. Which she said on her live stream the other day, she was like, if you only know Ceilings, like, don't come.
That's so fair, though. Like,
yeah, it is, but it's also, like, an interesting thing to say, just because it's, like, I mean, shouldn't you be happy that people are getting, like, exposed to your music regardless? Like, does everyone who comes to a show have to already be a super fan and, like, know every song? Like, I would go to a show where I didn't even know the artist and be like, hey, I'm gonna, like, try this out, see if I like it. I did that with Duster. I didn't listen to Duster.
Who's Duster?
Like, pretty popular band. But, like, I went and I saw Duster at the Paradise Rock Club. And, like, yeah, it was a good time. And it wasn't like I was, like, singing every word. But it's also, like,
it's just fun
I'm
music.
Just having a good time. So, I don't know. I think there's, like, a line where, like, yes, of course, you want your audience to be your fans. But also, like, don't be mad if they're, like, just there to enjoy your music.
That was my deal when I went to Del Water Gap. Like, did I know every single song? Absolutely not.
But it's, like, I know that I like this band in general. I'm probably going to enjoy myself.
And I've seen him before, too. So it wasn't like I didn't know what I was expecting.
No,
like,
right. Yeah. Anyways. I don't know. Interesting thoughts to ponder.
Thoughts to ponder. Yeah. I asked Layla if she wanted to go to Kooks. She's not coming.
Yeah, I literally was a little sad, these next like couple weeks are
hectic,
silly, crazy, scary for me. So I'm scared.
It's okay.
It's gonna be okay.
You know what the one stable thing is? WMFO.
There you go. Every week I'm here.
We're so here.
We try to be. Not last week, but this week.
We catch up.
Actually, that's what wait, we do. Was that? I can't believe that was only last week.
No, we weren't here last week.
We had off last Monday. Yeah. Oh, it feels like it's been so long since then.
Oh my God. Yeah.
All right.
Oh wow.
We better wrap it up.
This was the end of our show.
It was.
If you loved us, tell us.
If you hated us, keep it to yourself.
Don't tell us. Or just don't tell us.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine.
This was Sam.
This was Layla.
On Night Train Tunes or Day Train Tunes, what Day you Train wanna Tunes, the Eye of the Beholder.
There you go.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thanks for listening.
The last song we have is Alive! Exclamation Park by Bakar.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wanna free my mind, wanna be outside, wanna be alive, pray I wake up again. Wanna free my mind, wanna be outside.